It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right. Before we introduce our interesting islanders officially, Scott Chapman has that look of late buses in his eye.
Yeah, bus 576, Paul Brown, serving Kensington area schools, running 30 minutes late. And bus 764, Chris Ahern's bus, serving Three Oaks family of schools, running 1 hour late.
All right. Interesting Islander time. A duo that I have on social media. You guys are world traveled. You guys have been everywhere. It's a great love story as we approach Valentine's Day. Richard and Faye Wood are here right now. How you doing, guys?
Awesome.
Doing great.
This is such a pleasure. I'm glad to be able to have you guys on the show. And we've had a lot of run-ins over the years, usually having to do with music. Yes. And I think that a lot of people know, Richard Wood, the fiddler. But, like, let's get to know you two as a duo. And let's get to know Richard Wood a little bit better here, too. So, Richard, why don't we start with where you grew up? Give a few shout outs, a few name drops of some old school stomping grounds.
Yes, well, it's right next to the Kentucky Fried Chicken and East Royalty.
Terrific. Well, that is perfect.
That beautiful 13 Westcombe.
Yeah, not too far from me. I was a Southdale Avenue kid. Okay. So I was the other end of the village, as they say.
Right. Well, it that was it. That was the upbringing, beautiful East Royalty and obviously from there on to St. Jean and Birchwood and Colonel Gray. And but it was beautiful time to grow up, and lots of home from school and gear off and hockey, of course, and right out to road hockey.
Yeah.
And just down past Hertz's Hall, they used to have a great outdoor rink, and we used to go there and it was awesome. It was awesome to grow up there and totally.
When did you pick up the fiddle? When did that kind of start becoming a part of your life?
My career started as a dancer, as a step dancer, mm-hmm. at 7 years old, and taught by Libby Hubley, Senator Hubley, and the Steppin' Out Studios in Kensington, that kind of went for a while in terms of doing different competitions and doing that kind of a circuit all over the Maritimes. And my parents just asked me one day, they were, would you like to try and learn this instrument and this music that you're dancing to all the time? It was kind of a natural kind of progression. I said, sure, I'll give it a go. And that's kind of the way that went. And then took up fiddling at 11. And was taught by Catherine Dowschmidt, who still teaches up in the eastern end of Prince Edward Island.
Wow.
And a great group of students there with the Rolla Bay fiddle players up there.
Gotcha.
In that area. And I took from her, and it kind of followed the same kind of format. I kind of did a lot of competitions around mm-hmm. the Maritimes and then developed that into more stage performing. And then that got, into... doing, benefit concerts all over PEI, and, one thing kind of led to another, and then piano at 16, and here we are today.
Here we are today. The rest is history, Richard.
Yeah. Do you remember your first, I assume, like you said, there was competitions and possibly recitals and different stuff. Do you remember your first show, that it was your show, that it was a Richard Wood performance?
I don't. I'm trying to think of it.
There's probably so many.
I will say this though. It might have been. Could have been one of the first ones. Maybe at the BIS. It might have been.
Yes. Okay.
But I remember when I was dancing, and this was pretty cool because we still got this home on VHS tape, and I remember they used to have the Country Music Awards that took place at the Confederation Center, and it's funny. We were just at his 80th birthday party for the great Gary Chipman.
Yeah.
So we had such a an amazing experience. It was so great to hang out with Gary, and he played for me that night. And I would have been 9 years old, and I remember at the Confed Center doing my routine step dancing, and I think that was the first moment where people really got to oh my God, who is this kid? You know, step dancing kind of thing.
Right.
And it was about 2 minutes and 20 second long routine. And I think I got paid $200 or something like that.
That's huge.
And, you know, and yeah, and just, you know, totally did my thing. And the place just kind of went kind of, you know, gonzo bonzo. And that was a moment for me that it was like, whoa, this is really, really cool.
Yeah.
I think I might want to do this for a while, you know? And, but it was one of those kind of light bulb moments for me. And, coming off the stage with such a high from that, that, you know, it was quite something. And it stuck with me. And yeah, we still got it home on VHS. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. All right.
Did you just one more quick question. Did you dream from that moment on, or from the time you were young, did you realize that you could actualize a career in the music industry?
Not really. No. I mean, I loved it but at that point it was still going to school and just doing what I was doing out in the community and going to all these different shows. And mom and dad were, you know, God love them. They, you know, such dedication and they loved Celtic music too. And taking me to all these different places.
Mm-hmm.
But it was never, it was, I think a little bit later on, you know, going into high school and kind of, you know, you're starting to think what people are talking about, what are you going to do in college and all that. But in somewhere in that mixture of that time frame, that was when I knew, no, this is, there's things are going forward in this direction. When high school's done, I'm going, yeah, it'll be full time, and you know, it'll be my livelihood. But there was some point in there, I think, that was the time that, yeah, it kind of, there was a moment in there somewhere that
you made the decision.
This is what it's going to be. Yeah.
All right, more with Richard and Faye, our Interesting Islanders, on the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Safe to use while operating machinery.
It's time for you to soak up the sun with Hanson Solar Energy. Are you intrigued by...
To create real change in mental health every day, visit bell.ca/letstalk.
Mainly sunny today. It is windy, a high of -6 with a -13 wind chill this afternoon. Tonight is partly cloudy. There's a chance of flurries overnight, a low of -9 with temperature rising to -4 by morning, wind chill of -17 overnight. And tomorrow it looks cloudy. A few centimeters of snow beginning in the morning, a high of 0, wind chill -10 in the morning. Right now, it's still cold out there. It's -11 in both Charlottetown and in Summerside, -22 wind chill.
Ooh. And again, those late buses this morning, bus 576, Paul Brown, serving Kensington area schools, running 30 minutes late, and bus 764, Chris Ahern, serving Three Oaks family of schools, 1 hour late.
Ugh. That was Scott Chapman's response to cold.
Those late buses are always on our website too at ocean100.com. Darcy's trivia question for Robin's Donuts. In a recent survey, nearly 20% of people say they only wash this once a year. What is it? Text me your answer. We'll tidy it up after 8 o'clock. Celebration calendar on the way. More with Richard and Faye, our Interesting Islanders, today on Ocean 100. It's the Romantics talking in your sleep. Ocean 100, stand by for the celebration calendar. We are hanging out today with Richard Wood. Faye's here too. Faye's enjoying how warm it is in here at the moment, which is fantastic. Richard, tell me how important it is as a performer to have someone like Faye in your corner at all times. And I see this online and it's just touching. I love it.
It's, well, I'm blessed. I truly am. I'm lucky and very grateful, you know, that, yeah, I mean, it's, as far as important, I mean, it's crucial. It really is crucial. Family, you need support,
right?
In every way possible, in this business. It's a rough go. It's a tough business, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. You're away a lot. I mean, everything that you're doing and, you know, I've been very blessed. Yeah, to have Faye and of course we've known each other, you know, first met in 1999, and you know, it's been quite a journey, you know, through the years. But where we're at now, and in terms of you know, Faye taking on the role of a lot of the logistics and everything mm-hmm. that has to do with whether it be flights and management and bookings, you know, 100%, you know, to have that trust in the direction of which way we want to go and which way we want to take things and move things in and with my career and yeah, it's absolutely incredible. So I'm, you know, I'm beyond grateful and lucky.
And Faye, you tell me just how proud you are of Richard.
I am so proud. I was just going to ask if you're flirting with me right now. I am so proud of him. He is like legitimately the nicest human being I've known my entire life. We've known each other since we were like early 20s. And when we were younger, his dad used to say to me, "You just let me know when you want to be my daughter-in-law." And I would say, "I wish you'd stop threatening me like that all the time." But yeah, he's who my parents would have picked, and I'm who his parents would have picked. And like, this is the easiest thing I've ever done in my life, is like getting to love him every day, and that this is our life is just a dream.
Wow.
I've said it, well, I think to you guys before, but like,
are
Richard,
you gagging?
Gagging? No. God, no. Your love story is heartwarming, and I think it's incredible because, Richard, you've got fans all over the world, but your biggest fan is right beside you, clearly, and vice versa, because I see the way you guys interact. So it's reciprocal. I've seen you play for her. So it's quite a thing, really. And you guys, like you said, you met many years ago, and then there was time apart. You were on the road and that sort of stuff, and then you reconnected later again in life. So that is very meaningful. Like, that you guys were meant to be together.
Yeah,
we know everything. We know everything, which that always makes a relationship, like, there's no surprises. Mm-hmm. We've been there through every stage, everything. So, and it's such a, I don't know, I always say, like, your best friend in the whole world, you would never imagine your life without them. And it's that. It's like, this is like breathing. Like, it's just, this is how it's supposed to be. Maybe this is where I'm supposed to say it's a lot of work, but no, it's not. Like, it's really no work. Like, this is easier than if I had nobody in my life. Like, this is, yeah, he adds so much to my life and such a, like, we're such an extension of each other. I'm sorry if that sounds gross to everybody.
It's incredible. I love it. Kind of the same way I feel about the celebration calendar that we're going to do right now.
Oh, dear.
Some birthdays. That's a good segue, I think. If your name's on the list, you're qualified for a chance to win a bridge pass. You two over there, my goodness. Shanti, happy 14th, love mom, and Zachary. Caden McPhee, happy 13th today, love mom, dad, Coda, Riley, and Alex. Tomorrow, Harlow Flood is celebrating a 6th birthday from mama, daddy, and big brother Beckham. Have a great day, Harlow. Donald Uni, 40th today from the family. Lori Pino, happy 60th. Love from your daughter, Jamie, son-in-law, Mike, grandchildren, Mackenzie, Chloe, and Liam. Robert Van Hull, a happy birthday from your wife, Paulette, and sons, John and Lashane. Happy birthday to Warren Ellis of Summerside Chrysler Dodge, celebrating tomorrow. Great day, sir. Send some cake down. Maddie Duffy in Stratford is 14. Matthew Arsenault is 3 today from Danny and Grampy and brother AJ. And John Arsenault, who is Matthew's Grampy, is 60 on Sunday.
We have a wedding anniversary, 33 years for Kenneth and Lynn McKenzie in Stratford. That's from your grandson, Seamus Driscoll. Hudson Prosser, 8th birthday, love mom and dad. And Jennifer LaRosa from your teammate in pool, Jennifer in Charlottetown, 46. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Mia Martell, turning 21 in Eldon today. Darren Clough, celebrating 50th birthday. Love from your family and friends. And of course, Lola, your golden girl. Tomorrow, Maria Brown is celebrating a birthday. Best wishes from the Curry, Hughes, Mullins, and Associates Private Wealth Management Team. Spencer Waite, sending love from the family. Jordan Roche of Bay Fortune from Wren and Nina. Karen Laverty, who lives in Brackley. Happy birthday to you from your kids and grandkids, family, and friends. Marlene Lico from Montague, a happy 60th birthday. Love Larry, Jenna, Sam, Hans and Jack. Tomorrow, Callie Thompson in Shamrock, attending Mount St. Vincent University in Halifax, turning 24. Marty Nickel, happy birthday, Marty. That's my cousin. Happy birthday to Maria Brown in Charlottetown. Cameron McVitie in Hampton is turning 32. And I think that wraps up the birthday celebrations, guys.
All right. We got to make a draw here. A couple of bridge passes. Peter Howitt and Cohen Stevens, congratulations. Way to go. Way to go. We'll have more with Richard and Faye coming up. Scott's got the news next.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com anytime to...
Snow beginning later in the morning, 2 to 4 centimeters possible, a high of 0. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right, 8:08. Thank you very much, Scott. We should probably run through the late buses, though, really quick, eh?
Yeah, bus 576, Paul Brown, serving Kensington area schools, running 30 minutes late. Bus 764, Chris Ahern, Three Oaks family of schools, 1 hour late. And bus 529, Dana MacArthur, serving Three Oaks, 30 minutes late.
Okay, let's tidy up Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts, and it's Draw Day Friday. In a recent survey, nearly 20% of people say they only wash this item once a year. What is it? One of the best guesses that I got today, which wasn't what I was looking for, but fits the criteria, was like curtains or drapes at your home.
Oh, yes.
And that is a good one. And then that led to another one, which was blinds. Mm-hmm. I do recall Mom would have one day... I think one, maybe twice a year, where she'd take all the blinds down, put them in the bathtub, and wash them.
It's quite a process.
I just let the old Swiffer thing do its magic on my blinds. Anyways, that's more than you really need to know.
Tell us more about your Swiffering.
What I was looking for was your favorite pair of jeans, your lucky jeans. Yeah. Who has a pair of lucky jeans?
Lucky jeans? They don't sound very lucky if you only wash them once a year, Darce.
Well, I mean, you only wear them for lucky events or events that you want. Yeah. You only wear them when you want things like luck to occur.
I find this like my mind is blown that is the answer.
Okay.
I would have preferred it to be blinds and you continue to talk about Swiffering.
Who am I to compete with the internet and its answers, okay? Congratulations to Ronnie Myers, had a correct answer this week. I'm going to send you a text message, give you the details, how you can get your $100 gift card. We'll have more with Richard and Faye next in Ocean.
Here, let us pour you a fresh cup of the Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, where customer service is number one.
Smash Mouth, I'm a Believer. It's Ocean 100. Hello, hello. Happy Friday, 8:12. Cold start to the day, though. Oh, boy. It's down around minus 20 right now with the wind chill. We're definitely not used to that. But hey, just toss on a scarf and get her done.
As you said yesterday, scarf it up.
Scarf it up, man. Scarf it up. Do it. Our interesting Islanders today are Richard and Faye Woods. And we're happy to have you guys here.
Well, it's an honor and a pleasure to be here.
We've been chatting a lot about your career and your love story and where you guys met and whatnot.
Yeah.
Let's take a second and chat about maybe some shows that are coming up.
Well, yeah, the next show for in line, I guess, is next Friday on the 26th at the Mac, just down the road here.
Just down the road, down
the beautiful Mac, and it's a Richard and Friends show. This is our fourth installment, I guess. Fourth of doing this kind of show, and I love doing them. It's great. It's of course a lot of the Celtic stuff and the stuff that I do.
Yeah.
But it also, we bring in guests from across PEI and, guests that have been up and coming and people that I've known in the business for, a long time and bringing in different musical styles. And it's really cool because with the artists that come on the show, everybody's doing their own thing and touring here and there and everywhere. And so to bring everybody together and work together on this kind of a show, and we've got Lawrence Maxwell and... We got Jolie Packai on this and Peggy Clinton and Shane Pendergast, who's just over in Ireland right now. Yeah, and he's been in Australia lately, and we've got who else we got on the show? Oh, we got Alexis and Isla,
Somerset Dancers, yeah. And we also have Samuel Richard, who was the recipient of the Richard and Faye Fiddle Award at the College Piping the last 2 years. He also was on the show last January, and he got his first of two standing ovations. Yeah, he was like, he's got a lot of charisma. He's a pretty cool kid. And then we also have, Isla and Alexis.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the kids. Like, how important it is to be able to share your craft and mold the next generation.
Well, that's the next generation. Yeah. It's crucial. It's the type of thing too with today and now with phones and everything else and the internet. And I mean, there's so many different things that are grabbing kids' attention. Yeah. So I think what we do and what I do, I mean, yeah, to keep traditional music alive, Celtic music alive through the scholarship, it's just one more step to try and help and bring more young people into the music. And of course I teach the odd lesson, or I've done, different master classes through the years and workshops all over, right, wherever. And but here on PEI, it's super important because it is the next generation, and I'm at the point now in my career, I mean, to see so many kids get into it and bring more into it, whatever we can do to get them into it and get them coming to the shows. Ward McDonald, a dear friend, great fiddle player, has got this Here We Go Barn Dance. I don't know if you've ever been to one, and they're open to all ages, and it's been awesome to do those, mm-hmm, to be the guest fiddle player for those, and to see all the young kids that are coming out to that. And that's what we need, to bring, the young kids and get them to a square dance, get them to experience this culture. It's been a part of our, part of Prince Edward Island for so many years. Yeah. And so that's just one more thing to help them and see how much joy it brings, through this kind of music too.
For sure. And a big shout out to Ward McDonald too, because he's been waving the flag here on the island for many, many years, which is fantastic too.
Yes, he certainly has. Great fiddle player, great piano player, and his wife Haley, and they've, so what they've been doing and through these, like I said, through these Here We Go Barn Dances, that's another great step in keeping the Celtic music alive.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to, I had the pleasure of coming to Stanley Bridge for one of your shows, and I was so thrilled to be there. And it's so easy to see what, how much a part of the community you are in any place you go, and the connections that you foster for young, yeah, for like people of all ages. So it really is its own service in itself. Do you know what I mean? To bring all these people together.
Well, yeah. I mean, and thank you. I mean, it's I know what it was like. I mean, as a child too, going to a lot of these different types of shows. We talked about that a little while ago with Mom and Dad taking me. So I guess it's even an extension of that, in today. And I mean, yeah, that, again, that was another one of those type of shows, with having you come and perform with us. And it was an honor to have you, to have you there and to have all the guests. So you get to experience and to see what that's like, bringing all those different styles together,
yes,
which is really cool. And it creates a real, a real unique experience for people there watching, because everybody is off doing their own thing and touring here and there. So to try and get everybody together in that kind of a configuration for one night, mm-hmm, it makes for a really magical experience.
For sure.
I do want to ask this, because obviously over the course of your career, you have connected and collaborated with so many musicians. Mm-hmm. Is there a collaboration that you're most proud of, or that's the most standout for you?
I'm not really sure if there's, I mean, I don't know. There's been a lot. It's all very unique. It all brings a certain, working, of course, with the Chieftains was a huge, I mean, because of course that in the musical stylings of Celtic music, I mean, those, they're legends in the Irish music, mm-hmm, world, and, the people that they've worked with. So that period of time of working with them and collaborating with them and getting to tour all over the globe with them, I mean, that was one that was pretty high up there. And it was really cool for me too, because with being here with Celtic music and of course the influences from Cape Breton,
yep.
And Scottish music and of course PEI, but you know, we have a lot of Irish here as well. Mm-hmm. So to be with those guys, to be with them on the road and touring with them and the experience that they've had, you know, I learned an awful lot more about just Irish, the people of Ireland, the culture and that music in particular, which was really, really cool, you know, and that the Irish style of fiddle playing.
Yep.
So that was really neat. That was definitely, you know, you always gather so much knowledge from the experiences of being with, you know, whether I'm playing with somebody that's a musician or a fiddle player from Sweden. So you learn, you know, and you kind of think subconsciously, you kind of pick up on
right.
different things that they do in their musical yes. stylings. Yeah, for sure.
I have to say this because yeah. listening, and obviously like your career spans decades, you've had all of these opportunities. Mm. I remember when I was 19 years old, I worked at the Old Dublin Pub and you played there. And
many times.
Here we are, like, but many, many, many times, yeah. right? That was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And you've had all of these experiences, yet you sit here, and anywhere you go, you're you, like yeah. the you that you've always been,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Which is pretty admirable, right? Well, because some people might come back and think.
I've had great parents.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, a great manager.
And a great manager and a great wife, yeah. Yeah, I mean, mom and dad, grew up in a military background family, and I'm very proud of, they were incredible. They really were. I was very blessed, very lucky to have that kind of dedication and sacrifice, and yeah, I mean, you learn from your parents. Mom and dad were great, so I think that really... you know, yeah.
Totally. Terrific. Yeah. All right. We'll have more with Richard and Faye next on Ocean 100.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Not to be used as a personal flotation device.
Hey, good day, all islanders.
This is beyondpainting.ca, or find us on Facebook to get a quote. At Above and Beyond Painting, we take your painting project to new heights.
A sunny Friday morning. It's windy out there. A high of minus 6 with a minus 13 wind chill this afternoon. Tonight is partly cloudy with a chance of flurries. A low of minus 9 with temperature rising to minus 4 by morning. And tomorrow is cloudy with a few centimeters of snow beginning in the morning. A high of 0. Wind chill minus 10 in the morning. Right now it's minus 11 with a minus 21 wind chill in Charlottetown. Minus 12 with a minus 23 wind chill in Summerside for Ocean 100.
We will wrap things up with Richard and Faye Wood coming up next after Cyndi Lauper. Girls just want to have fun. It's Ocean.
To meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
And a big thank you to Richard and Faye for joining us today. Richard Wood, of course, has his trusty fiddle in hand all the time and always ready to play a show and jump on stage with pretty much anybody, which is fun to see sometimes. It usually winds up being a good time when you know Richard Wood's in the house.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's an interesting and wonderful instrument to be able to collaborate again and jump in with different styles of music. So it's pretty cool.
And he's pretty good at it, Jill. He's pretty good at it.
He is pretty good at it. And people have recognized that across the country, across the world. Upcoming next year, you are nominated in Music PEI for Entertainer of the Year. I believe the Leo Chivery Community Impact Award as well.
Yeah.
And Faye, you also have a nomination for Music Industry Person of the Year. So we want to say congratulations aww. To you both.
You should just give it to Faye. No offense to the other people nominated.
In all and every success that you've had, you've got that big show coming up next week. It's the East Coast Kitchen Party. It's at the Mac, and you've got friends joining on stage. But there's more than just a show, because people can actually come, and there's some sort of package deal going on. Is that right?
Absolutely, and yeah, to make a night of it.
Yeah, we've partnered with, for the third year in the row, the Great George Hotel, which is a beautiful boutique hotel, which is just a 2-minute drive or a 5-minute walk from the Mac, and they've put together an amazing package. And all the details for everything, always, are at arwood.ca, Richard's website.
Fantastic. Arwood.ca.
So it sounds like quite
like the pirate R, like R.
No, but not A-R-R, like R with an R.
Just an R, yeah.
Because that could be confusing if people go looking for R.
Now everybody's confused, guys. We're trying to sell tickets.
I want
to
be a pirate.
I want to be a pirate.
Jeez,
we are a group that perhaps lacks focus at times. But we do want to bring attention again. R Wood, is it .ca?
It is .ca.
And that's got all the information and details on the upcoming show next Friday and the package with the Great George in, so you can make a real date night out of things and enjoy some great music. Yeah. We're so happy that you both joined us today.
You're both very delightful, and it's always
so
great when I see
I'm
you.
I'm not sleeping, and I'm here instead.
Okay, right on. Faye, Richard, let Faye sleep next time.
Yeah. Come on.
Thanks,
come on.
Guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
The quicker picker-upper.
Hey, it's Josh, owner of Global Pet Foods in Charlottetown and Summerville.